my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 16th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. When asked about the meeting in the Oval Office last week, House Speaker Matt Hall said he's known President Donald Trump for a long time. And he knows you have to be prepared for anything going into the White House. Speaker Hall said, I'm used to it. You all could tell that I was very comfortable and used to it when I was there. While he didn't say whether he knew the meeting was going to have a press in attendance, he said, you always have to be prepared for anything. He did go on to say that he didn't think that Donald Trump tricked Governor Gretchen Whitmer into attending the meeting, knowing that the press was going to be there. However, Hall did get the heads up that he was going to be invited to participate in the meeting and asked to make a short comment. Hall said, the speaker, Matt Hall, said if he had to guess, the Oval Office was likely running a tight schedule and didn't want to cancel the meeting with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So what they did is they merged the two together into one event. Later, after the press conference, when they had the room to themselves, the now infamous New York Times photo of Governor Gretchen Whitmer covering her face with file folders, stating that she didn't want to be photographed. Hall said, even though that was a misstep in my opinion, I'm encouraged by the way Governor Whitmer has now embraced President Trump. And Hall said, I think that's smart on her part. She should keep embracing him since President Trump is very popular in Michigan and he cares very much about our state. Hall went on to say, he thinks that when the federal government sees Michigan House Republicans and Whitmer unifying around issues, it gives them confidence to do things like what Donald Trump did by signing the executive orders to keep Selfridge Air Force Base open in Macomb County and to make stopping the Asian carp from invading the Great Lakes his top priorities. That's good for the state of Michigan. In closing, making a statement to MERS News Service, Speaker Matt Hall took a backhanded swipe at the state Senate for not holding an active session since March 19th. There's only one chamber that is engaging, and that's the House. the Senate is not doing their job. Also, Hall went on to say, they're short one senator. When is Governor Gretchen Whitmer going to fill the 35th state Senate vacancy? Now she's setting records for the longest period of time any district in the state of Michigan has been without either a state senator or a state representative, and that's not acceptable. The governor needs to call the special election so we can get back to full capacity and start doing our work of the people, said Matt Hall. I agree with him. 270,000 people in the state of Michigan don't have a state senator. Call the election, Governor. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
That own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number three, talking about the House being in session versus the Senate. Well, Brian Posmus, state representative from Rockford, is the majority floor leader. He put out a notice yesterday that says the House will not be holding session during the week of the Mackinac Policy Conference this year. The session calendar out of Potsdam's office has session days scheduled for May 27th through the 29th. But Potsdam said they'll be removed and no one will be gaveling in the chamber those days. After a preliminary ruling from the Secretary of State's office ruled in March that the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce event could not provide complimentary tickets to lawmakers for the conference. The question of what to do in the House that week was then made unclear due to the scheduled session days. Well, in the month between the Secretary of State's initial ruling and the second ruling, saying that the tickets are compensation for the value that the representatives bring to the conference, Speaker Matt Hall was critical of the Senate for conversations about legislation they could pass to change the Michigan Lobby Registration Act to allow the tickets to become complimentary. Potsdam said it was his understanding that even before the Secretary of State's pair of rulings, that those days would have been session days. But given that major priorities like tipped wage law, road funding, and the shutdown prevention plan, which have been passed in the House without any action in return from the Senate, Potsdam said leadership figured it'd be all right to see that the conference goes well by canceling our House sessions. Potsdam said he will probably attend the conference this year and would be shocked if he ended up not attending. Pretty interesting little political football going back and forth between the Republicans, Democrats, and the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. But the conference is scheduled on Mackinac Island for May 27th through the 29th, and the House will not be in session. So I'm sure many of those folks will be up on the island. I've never attended that conference, and I really don't see any need to do so. Bunch of people basically glad-handing around with lobbyists. Yeah, that's not my cup of tea. So I will not be attending. I've been asked to attend previously, and I declined. I'm not going to start going now. One very interesting situation happening regarding our elections, another story that I wanted to bring to your attention, is how our military votes. This is a very interesting story. Verified voting, a national group focused on election technology, Computer World Safeguards, wants Michigan to hold off on implementing electronic voting systems for our active duty military members overseas. Secured internet voting would require solving some of the most challenging problems in cybersecurity that they just haven't been solved yet at the level that is required to accept voting ballots electronically. The votes need to be secure, said Jay Coles. He's the Deputy Director of Legislative Affairs for the group Verified Voting. In the past, Coles was the election supervisor of Lane County in Oregon, as well as the city clerk of Meridian. It's a community of more than 117,000 people in Idaho. Coles has also presented on the possible risk of online voting. Well, yesterday, while in Lansing, he spoke with the House Elections Integrity Committee for roughly 40 minutes, raising concerns around Public Act 193 of 2023, which the governor signed in November that year. Well, at the time, the legislation sponsored by Senator Paul Wojnow, Democrat from Warren, left the Secretary of State, Michigan, up until September 1st of this year, 2025, a non-election year, and roughly about 138 days from today, to decide whether or not to allow military and merchant marine members to vote electronically while serving outside the United States. To participate in the new system, military members would have to create and use an electronic signature verified by the U.S. Department of Defense. Well, back in 2009, 16 years ago, the Federal Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment Act was passed. Of course, the acronym for that is MOVE, which requires states to deliver blank absentee ballots electronically to eligible voters outside the country, such as fax, email, or other virtual delivery systems. Well, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures, the NCSL, 10 states, Alabama, Colorado, Missouri, South Carolina, and West Virginia, have all built off of the MOVE Act's mandates permitting absentee ballots to be returned over an online portal that is overseen by the U.S. Department of Defense. Coles went on to say, when it comes to internet voting, electronic ballot return, can this process with the use of photography secure these voted ballots while maintaining voter privacy and security? Well, we just don't know yet. It's being developed, it's being studied, it's being analyzed. But until we know that the answer to that question is absolutely 100% safe, we should be very skeptical in going forward with the process. Back in 2015, a state, New South Wales, on Australia's east coast, offered the public an internet voting system, which 5% of the state's total voters were expected to use before voting closed. However, they found flaws. The other problems they were concerned about was would-be attackers injecting malware into voters' browsers and silently changing their votes. Officials patched the problem during the election, but it was only after more votes were cast than within the margin of victory. 4 years later, in another election, Cole mentioned that the site crashed 8:30 a.m. on election day, which disenfranchised several thousands of voters that wanted to vote using that option. Coles said he doesn't know if American voters have confidence enough in elections that would accept that these processes could handle their voting situations. He also noted that electronic ballot returns simply are not private, opening the gates to voter fraud and voter coercion. Coles, for example, explained that if landlords knew a tenant was going to use an electronic voting system, they may demand that you print off a PDF or write it as an attachment and show it to them before using their system. The United States early on went to secret ballot because the United States has a history of vote buying and vote selling, Cole said. Additionally, there's server-side threats dealing with how an election office or a third-party vendor would be able to receive the ballot information. Server-side threats include remote intrusion. And an actor that wants to affect changes on the ballots could very simply access the system and change the original ballot. Well, legislation approved last term, Senate Bill 470, is unlike the new provisions of Proposal 2 of 2022. That was, again, the ballot proposal that passed with almost 60% of the vote during the November 2022 election. During that ballot proposal process, Proposal 2 modified the state constitution, which granted overseas and military Michiganders, as well as their spouses, the right to have their absentee ballots counted if they were postmarked on or before Election Day, and if received no more than 6 days after the election. Well, during the committee meeting, Representative Zong of Warren continued to back Public Act 193 of 2023. Additionally, she made a comparison to Elon Musk, the tech billionaire who is serving as President Donald Trump's special advisor to downsizing federal spending. We're not living in the dark ages. AI is now in effect, and we cannot live in fear. Everyone is connected. Everyone has the ability to access the internet. Someone who is unelected right now has access to all of our Social Security information within our government. That's not true. Again, she's a Democrat, so she can make stuff up and say whatever she wants. I have concerns, but I think Michigan does have an opportunity to be at the forefront of these issues and to make voter accessibility more available. You see, the Democrats just simply want accessibility to voting for everybody. Republicans want everybody to vote that are legally able to vote. Major difference. Well, House Integrity Chair Rochelle Smith had some comments. We'll finish this up on the other side. Bottom of the Hour News, hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real